Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Harper Podcast. We've tried to fix some of the whatever we call it, sound issues. So Nick and I are on good mics. Jared and Kristen are on AirPods or computer, but I think the sound is a lot better. No, just going straight, fresh off the computer. Jared, you got your AirPods.
Sure do.
Okay, we
Apple represent.
Last week we put out a on Instagram where you can follow us at Harper Co. Harper with two A's. We got a few questions back, so we'll just cover off three of them today. The first one was from Alex. Kristen's got her son in the background. So hi, Sammy. He's gonna jump into the podcast. Feel free to jump in if you need. From Alex is the question is, what is effective content in a coronavirus world? Nick, what's your thoughts?
Depends on a lot of factors. I mean, what is your brand? Who are your customers? What streams, like what platforms are you using, whatever they're using. I can tell you what isn't good content, is telling everyone that you're there for them when you don't give a shit about that. And when there's no reason for you to tell them that you're there for them during this time. So stay away from that, definitely. It depends. If you've got a good understanding of what your customers need, they're not going to need anything different during this time. They're still, if they're connecting with your brand before, they're still going to connect with your brand now.
Chris? So.
I think the nail on the head is knowing your customer and understanding your customer and not jumping to conclusions or panicking or changing up your, for the use of a better term, strategy too much, and going, okay, shit, we need to drop everything and go digital or go online or do this. If it's not relevant for your customer, then it's not necessary, I think.
J-Man?
I tend to agree. I think what was working for your brand before coronavirus, keep doing that. Unless you are in a industry or your brand has a real need to talk about COVID. If you don't change what you're doing. I mean, maybe, yeah, be a bit more sensitive if you were a brand that was a little bit more jovial or a little bit more, or push the boundaries a little bit more prior. But I mean, if it worked in the past, it's still going to work. We just need to understand that it might have different results in the end. I think, though, that people are overthinking this too much. In my mind, from a content perspective especially, content's content. Your brand's your brand and your customers are your customers. They have not changed.
I saw this brand that they're like a cookie company and they create cookies, like obviously bake them and put slogans or birthday messages or what have you on them. I would never name a company, but I also can't remember what it was. But it said they'd put on like a slogan on one of the biscuits and obviously sent it to a bunch of influencers. And one of the slogans was my Corona. And I thought it was probably one of the most tasteless things I've seen in regards to content or you know, changing your brand or doing something different in light of what's going on. And I think you're right, Nick, when you said before, like talking about we're helping you or we're here for you is not necessary. But I think also making light of the situation via your business is also not necessary either. I don't think that's a good way to retain customers. And if that company that are doing birthday cookies and all those kinds of things, birthdays are still happening. All those things are still happening. So just stay the same and keep going. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it all goes back to your original positioning, and that's one thing that shouldn't change. I know, Dan, you've been tweeting heaps of stuff about Richard Branson, who pre-corona was all about his employees, and now it's coming out that he doesn't give a shit about them.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, people can see through brands that say we're here for you and they're not there for you.
Mm.
And the ones that actually care about their consumers are doing something to help people during this time, and they're not making a big deal about it, but people still notice those things.
Yeah, Virgin's a really interesting one as to whether people will remember that. Look, Qantas are known as a premium airline. They're prices reflect that. I think it is important to have two, you know, at least two airline providers in Australia at least. But I also think that, you know, Virgin is owned by a number of large firms who, as far as anyone's aware, haven't been contacted to bail them out. I don't know why it's up to the taxpayer to bail those services out. I don't know. Look, I think on one hand, I'll probably remember that. I'll probably try and book Qantas, but I say that now. But I'm sure price will play a factor. If a flight to Sydney is $100 cheaper, I'm probably going to go with Virgin. Having said that, you know, there was a great article that, you know, we always refer to from the 9th of April on Marketing Week by Mark Ritson, who said, you know, at the end of the day, things will not change. Essentially things, you know, society and the consumer will not have evolved from the late 2019 period and then changed drastically by the end of 2020. And I do tend to agree with that. But yeah, on that, Chris, I think that's, you know, I don't think the corona is a trend to jump on. I think anything that kills people should be respectfully pushed to one side. So I think, yeah, look, my point of view is that the strategy should remain the same. I don't think that anyone's strategy is, or positioning, I should say, like anyone's positioning is to sell food inside a restaurant. It would be, you know, to provide the best whatever food to people. And you can still do that via delivery or takeaway or anything like that. And I think it's actually pretty cool. There's a few restaurants around, obviously one that we do stuff for, so we're biased, but Bincho Boss in the city, Japanese, but I've seen like Marion. There's a whole lot around that are doing some really cool stuff. With sort of redeploying things. St. Ali's another one who's doing coffee delivery and things like that. Jared?
What about further to that point?
This brings back then, like, we're not saying if... Go on, Chris.
No, you go, mate.
No, I was just going to say this. We're talking about content, right? And, like, so, I mean, from a content strategy, unless your product has changed because you're looking to innovate and change your revenue streams, then obviously if you are changing product, then obviously your content's going to change in terms of what it is that you're displaying or showing off or what you're talking about. I also think that in this sort of time where our consumer behavior changes, I think rather than changing the content itself, we change the way in which it's distributed and what form it takes. I mean, a lot of people we're wanting to now build, like, this is a time where trust is obviously extremely important between consumers and brands. So this might be a time where the content that you were originally doing, say, let's just call it long form blog content, why don't we now change that into interactive videos or live videos or something? So, I mean, going back to what I said before, your consumer doesn't change, your brand doesn't necessarily change, but it might be how you deliver that content or how you start to make those interactions with consumers.
So what do we actually agree? Do we just agree that you maintain the positioning that you had at the start of 2020? That might look and feel a bit different, but overwhelmingly it's going to follow the same strategy. Because at the end of the day, you need to come out of this, you know, on the other side. And that's what people, I know it might be hard, but that's why, you know, people don't inherently change. So you need to plan for when they come out the other side, if you can be there. You know, you've got to start thinking about that, what that might look like for you as well.
Yep.
I'm glad I waited so long for the pause of you to say yep, Jared. Okay, so in answer to Alex, we all have the general consensus that coronavirus is not a trend. You don't need to create content around coronavirus. Just stay the plan. Keep doing what you're going to do. And in a lot of instances, you know, this might open a bit more access to certain things. I know the business that Alex is in. So off the side, Alex, for your podcast, you might be able to interview a lot more guests that you might not have been able to had things remained the way they were. Sean said the morality of advertising during a pandemic. Jared, do you want to kick that off?
I mean, to me, I think it's now presents a time for opportunity to, one, not only for product opportunity, but I still think for brands to continue to market their business or brand if they are still in if they are still selling or if they're still providing a service or whatever they may be doing. I don't think there is any morality behind you, but I just don't think you need to really factor it in, to be completely honest. I mean, people still need services, people still need product, brands still need to survive as well. And so I personally believe that you continue doing it. In fact, I would be in some instances doubling down based on what your product or service is that you provide. I too think that, I think we get too, like we need to also look at the customer behavior, like what, especially in isolation, what are a lot of people doing? They're either in front of their televisions or they're in front of their phones. Now, to me, that then, what's that?
Don't say it unless you've got data.
Absolutely not. I mean, so yeah. So personally, I think there's no right or wrong. I am for my businesses. We are doing more marketing than we have been, and I think it's one of those. It's a long game, and like Dan said previously, it's not a trend. We don't need to necessarily change that much as long as we're doing everything that's still positive, still aligned to our brands, and still aligned to our customers' beliefs.
Chris.
I don't know. I'm just sitting here thinking about all the businesses and products and services that are unfortunately stopped in their tracks. So I'm sort of sitting here going, this works well for, you know, if there's a particular brand sitting there that's going, you know, should I market or not? Then yes, the answer is overwhelmingly yes, you should. You should push forward and, you know, spend money where you can on what you can. But there's a significant amount of businesses that are completely halted, you know, I'm just sort of thinking about what's our, as a group of, you know, marketers, so to speak, what's our advice for, and I don't know the answer here, but what's our advice is for businesses like that where their product or their service or their brand is just not needed right now, or they've had to lay off all their staff, or like, you know, hypothetically cinemas, you know, great event, they're not operating, they're not functioning, there's no way around it. Are you saying it's a great time to keep marketing for Village and for Hoyt?
No, I mean, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, okay. I'm just, this is
very this, this then brings me to...
What about the ones that won't?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I think that's a different point altogether. If you want to break it down into businesses that are... Or are surviving capabilities to continue marketing, or if you're talking about the ones that might not necessarily say, like there's two completely different businesses here. Now, going to the one that let's just say they are having to be laying off people, they might have reduced the amount of product in which they're able to sell or that to them. I personally think that, again, like we've got to think what is going to come out after all of this is over. And it brings me back to sort of this idea of mental availability. And what is the first cinema that I'm going to go to? Is it going to be Hoyts that I've gone to in the past, or is it going to be Village that I've just received an ad for? Quite frankly, to me, it's probably going to be Village. And so, they might not necessarily be seeing the return on investment right now, but what they need to also be aware of is what are the opportunities in the future? And I think we can't overlook that. And therefore, I think a small component of marketing, again, if you can afford to do so, needs to be invested now. It's this whole idea of long and the short. You've got short-term marketing, which generates results and return on investment right now. Then you've got long-term marketing, which focuses on the returns that you're going to see in 6, 12, 18, 24 months. And I think that's something that really needs to be considered when... And companies need to not just go, nah, cut all marketing costs, cut all strategy, stop doing this, stop doing that. That's going to have a huge adverse effect on your future ability to come back to the position that you are in if you survive.
I think when we talk about the mental availability of things, what we're really focusing on here is if your IP or your success is based on your product, I think you're in a lot of trouble no matter if a global pandemic comes along. It's your knowledge. You know, it's your expertise in a certain area that allows you to create that product or service that no one else can, or things like that. So, for instance, those businesses that unfortunately are stopped in their tracks, or, you know, if you want to use Village and Hoyts as a big example, but you can use this down to anything, is go back all the way to the start of like what value what value are you providing? You know, and if your knowledge is how to spot a great movie, you know, if that's what you're going to do, then write about what makes a great movie. Like, what do you need to look for? What are the your top 100 movies of all time? Or if you're in selling homewares or something, like what are tips of interior design? Like, what flowers look good against at certain times of year on big benches and things like that? Like, there's a really good play where people can shift and show that their knowledge in order to come out the other side. Yeah, I totally think that's what I would be doing if I was in that space. You know, what do they need to look like? What do you need to wear? How do you dress for job interviews? What books can you take in at this time in order to like learn more about certain bits and pieces? You know, I think that this is a good time to create something. I don't think that nothing is the acceptable answer. I think you can do something, and a lot of it is going to be in people's heads. Nick?
Yeah, I agree with Jared. When he says that it is the perfect time for anyone, if they can, to keep advertising. But Sean's question set was speaking about the morality of it. I don't think there's any difference now. You shouldn't be making false claims through advertising at any time, let alone now. And yeah, I don't think it makes a difference now or before Corona.
Okay, cool. So I think that it still goes on. I think good advertising is going to be good advertising. There doesn't always have to be a problem to solve. I mean, it's a really key ingredient. You don't always have the problem to solve. If you think your product or service is beneficial to the current market, and given the current market hasn't changed for the long term, it hasn't changed as to what people need, again, stay the course. There's probably not a lot of reason to change, in our opinion. The third one is going digital. I have that in talking marks. The answer to recapturing your audience, or do we need to revisit the basics, television, radio, print?
Yeah. And this is to paraphrase Dave Schrott. He does a very, very good job of explaining this and what we need to look at. I think first and foremost, marketing is marketing. We need to not necessarily focus on the platform in which we communicate our message to. By splitting it to digital and traditional, we've already failed. Dave Trott does a very, very good thing where he basically indicates all of the different types of platforms and mediums that marketing or advertising can be conducted on. And so we're looking at newspaper, television, radio, then we step into digital, into Facebook, social media advertising, Google AdWords, websites, whatever it may be. The one thing that has not changed is the consumer, the person that you're selling to. So whether it's digital or traditional, you should be doing all of it. Your campaign is going to be maximized if you can create a campaign that they can then be distributed across all mediums. I mean, there's a really, really good the infographic that shows you just how much for every single medium that your marketing campaign is on, what the buy-in from a consumer perspective is, and it increases quite considerably. And I think five to six was the ideal number, and I'll find that and we'll add to the show notes. But first and foremost, don't look at digital and traditional as two separate things. They're performing the same thing, and that's communicating a message to the consumer. If you're not doing them both, you're failing. Focus on your customer, target them on the platform that best gets your message across, or the platforms that best gets your message across. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And even for companies that wouldn't be able to afford like multiple platforms, not only digital but traditional, I think even they need to go back to the basics. And in this question, the basics is referred to television, radio, or print, but I'd say it's even further back than that. I mean, going digital isn't going to be the answer to your problems. Neither is going to television, radio, or print. It's all about the research you've done, the diagnosis, and the overall strategy that then leads to whether you use digital, whether you use television, if you've got the budget, and what other platforms you use.
One good example is if you're a local cafe and you're doing, and say you can't afford print, TV, or something like that, and you're doing, say, something on social, maybe map out a 3K radius and go and buy a stencil or get one made. Maybe simplesime.com if you go on there. So I might be able to do it. If you can't, whoops. But he might be able to do it, and you can map out 2.5K until coffee, 1.5K till coffee and cake, and you can put that on the footpath within 3K. I mean, simple idea of where you're doing. A lot of people are out walking, you know. Put it in the entrance to a playground and go, hey, you can't play on the playground here, but you can come and get coffee from us. And with the address on there. You know what I mean? Like little things like that. Like, get creative. This is a really good time to get creative, which I think is a really important thing now, that you're now being forced, to be creative, which is great, I think. Anyway, I think it's a really good thing.
100% agree, because now more than ever, people are on their devices. Mm. And if you got bad creative and bad advertising, it's not going to get through. And there's also, I've seen more and more people walking around than I ever have before as well. That's a great idea.
Do we know that people are on their devices more?
I'm
not going to take it off a sample group of four of us who we know are all on it.
Surely. I mean, what else is there to do? I know my screen time's definitely gone up, but yeah, I'm a sample size of one.
Chris?
Mine was a bit similar to yours, but probably a little bit further than putting an address in, but using QR codes. I've seen a couple of them around, and it's brilliant. You walk past a wine bar.
The horrific.
What did you say?
No, go. I think this could be their second coming.
I walked past a wine bar that's closed down, obviously, near my house the other day, and they're doing delivery charcuterie boards and wine and stuff during the week and weekends, and you just hold your phone up to their the QR code takes you straight through to order. We don't have the data on it, but there's an assumption that people are on their phones more, and I'm certainly holding my phone a lot more because it feels like a bit of a connection point to the outside world. So if I'm on a walk, I'm taking my phone, and I actually almost did it the other day because I love cheese and wine and I'm not an idiot. So I think things where you can engage people where they're most active at the moment, which is walking and looking at the devices. But I've also been talking to a lot of people in media agency land that's taken a massive whack from this. And a lot of the directive there from a buying and planning point of view is to, you know, keep it the same unless there is a specific, and COVID is not the reason, unless there is a specific reason to incorporate new mediums or to mix up their media offering. A lot of them are just sticking to where they're at, with the exception of outdoor being obviously another like highly impacted area. But then in saying that, people are still out and about walking. I'm still seeing cars on the road. It's not full lockdown here, so even though they've taken again a massive hit, there's certainly still people advertising on outdoor. So that's just, I guess, a little bit of feedback from that side of things, the salesy side of things. Someone say yes.
Yeah.
So it would be interesting to see if the money is cut out of outdoor to see if it's cheaper. All right, cool. Any closing points from anyone? I think we've all got it to stay the course. I think the key takeaways is stay the course. Two, if you are in the unfortunate position where business actually is distinctly not as usual, which a lot of people are, but especially if you're a business owner or something, I think pull everything out of your head. And that's still more valuable than any product you or service that you sell. Pull the info out of your head. I read yesterday, earlier this week, that how people start writing, and don't try and write about something that you think someone will be interested in. Just start writing about what you're interested in. And this is from I think it was something about copywriting, but write about what you're interested in, because someone somewhere will also find it interesting. And if you're a business owner, you'd be amazed at maybe how much we all second guess what we all know to someone who this is going to be new to. So whether that's writing about business strategy, if you've had a business for a long time, or you're an interior designer, or you're helping people find a job, or you're in from a cinema, you know, a bookstore, anything like that, I think, you know, really just pull stuff out of your head, go and buy a notebook and start writing down all the jobs that you do day to day, and figure out what comes out of there. There'd be some great information in there that people would find really, really useful. Yeah, if you do have any questions, make sure you send it in to us via at Harper Co, and that's Harper with two A's. Happy to help out where you can. And if you do have a business that you're struggling to keep up, or you're struggling to market in this corona world for a bit, make sure you hit us up. We might be able to do one of our quick little strategy sprints like the previous ones. But guys, thanks heaps for joining in, and have a good rest of the day.
See ya.
Bye.